All right, Brad, thank you very much. Here at Litchfield Middle School and First District Association, it's their annual meeting, just a big, big time of year for First District and its members. CEO Clint Fall joining us here this morning on Chasm Radio. And Clint, first of all, thanks for joining us this morning. It's always fun to meet the members and kind of celebrate a year which is ending, right?
You're right. And thank you, Joel, for attending our annual meeting. And yes, you're absolutely right. It's always an enjoyable time to network and visit with our member owners. And it's just the highlight of the year for me.
Now, Clint, you look at 2017 for First District Association. What kind of year did you guys see?
You know, overall, First District had a very good year. I think our producers will be pleased with the patronage checks that they're going to see today, along with the equity revolvement checks, which have been comparable to what they've been in previous years. You know, on a downside, obviously the markets haven't been very good this last year or two, and that's had an impact on milk prices. So now we're just hoping that, you know, from the market standpoint now going forward, that, you know, things will improve. But as it pertains to First District, our balance sheet is very strong. Members' equity is very secure, and we continue to focus on our business and do the best we can to get good returns back to the producers.
As at First District, you look ahead too. You know, you always take a event like this, you look back, you look ahead. Lots of excitement here at First District too, as looking to grow a little more, right, Clint?
Yes, we are. You know, we had a major project this last year where we actually grew a plant, another 500,000 pounds of milk. Years ago, I would have thought that was, you know, gigantic. You know, in today's world, 500,000 pounds is still significant. But we actually commissioned that project in September. So our plant is now running at 5.5 or even a little more than 5.5 million per day. But we are looking at further growth, further expansion, which would involve updating some of our plant processes, cheese plant equipment, and so forth. We're currently building a new whey protein spray dryer, and along with that, building a new dry storage warehouse, which is probably the largest project that First District has undergone in history, and it's very exciting. Once that project is completed, that opens the door for other areas that we can focus on in terms of the plant and get more expansions in other areas to provide more capacity for the member milk that we currently have.
Now, years just kind of fleet on by, it seems like. When was the last construction? How many years ago was that now, Clint?
Well, to be honest with you, I think if we go back and we go back as far as 2010, it's been pretty much nonstop. I mean, it's been one project after another. Everything has been somewhat incremental. You know, we entered into this last project with our new protein dryer free of debt at First District. And so, you know, this project that we're entering into will, you know, it'll result in some debt that will get paid off. And then we'll be taking a look at this next expansion, which probably will be probably be something that will result in longer term debt. But it does allow for First District to do things for the producers, to allow for them to modernize and expand and have a strong market for their milk in a modern facility.
CEO Clint Fall joining us here at First District, their annual meeting in Litchfield. You got the member meeting coming up at 10:30 this morning. Any main business going to be discussed? Any new elections or anything this year, Clint?
Yes, we do have the election every year of three directors. And that's always interesting and exciting to find out who my new bosses are going to be. So that's just part of the grassroots co-op governance, which is what it's all about. I mean, we're a co-op that's owned by our our dairy farmer members, and they determine who the leadership team is going to be.
And Clint, finally, too, it's a day really just to say thank you to members, too, and have them come and enjoy a morning. I know Eric said earlier this morning, you guys got a little pull with the North Pole, and Santa's even going to be here this morning. So.
Oh, that's right. We try to make this event, multidimensional. It's an event that involves some serious business, a report of the last year, and on our finances, and our auditors will be here. And at the same time, we have we try to have some fun and bring in Santa Claus, and we want it to be a family event. And we have vendors here today that producers can visit with, and it's a good event, a good time.
CEO Clint Fall joining us here on Chasm Radio. Clint, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on this year going into next year, and Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays to all your staff here at First District. You guys do a wonderful job, okay?
Well, thank you, Joel, and I'd like to say the same, and we wish everybody a blessed Christmas and New Year's coming up here, and we look forward to doing this again in the near future. Thank you.
You bet. Clint Fall joining us here this morning on Chasm Radio at their annual meeting in Litchfield at the Litchfield Middle School, and all members are invited to attend here today in Litchfield. Brad Milkey will send it back your way at the Chasm Radio Studios. I'm Joel Gill.